This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What are you drinking? Vinny. Cake bread. Chardonnay. Haney. Mick Ultra. Vinny and Haney. 1057. The Fan.
Featured Artist Friday, Steely Dan, chosen by you, the people. Anything you want to hear from them, send your song request, plausible text line, 410-583-1057. Nolan McGraw's over there, ready to rock. Vinny and Haney, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Ravens 3-point underdogs at home against the Buffalo Bills. Both teams 2-1. Both teams considered to be Super Bowl favorites or contenders, anyway, out of the AFC. Joining us now to preview the game from SI.com, from the Associated Press, of course, BaltimoreBaseball.com. He's on the Ashley Furniture Hotline, Todd Karpovich. Todd, good morning. What's going on, man?
Hey, Bobby. How's it going, guys?
Good. Going all right, man. And let's start with Ronnie Stanley. Looks like his imminent return. He has practiced fully 2 days in a row for the first time in a long, long time. And we know Buffalo, highly regarded defensively. Ronnie Stanley's return will mean what to the offensive line?
Even if he's obviously going to be rusty, he hasn't played one game in 2 years, but I think a rusty Ronnie Stanley is still going to be better than Filale, sort of learning the ropes out there. You know, Filale never even played left tackle before. And he did a good job in the second half last week. But yeah, the Bills have a formidable pass rush, you know, with Von Miller and Greg Rousseau. You know, these guys combined for 5.5 sacks already. So, yeah, they're going to bring the heat. And, yeah, Ryan Stanley's going to help stabilize that line. We'll see how he does. Hopefully he can last 4 quarters if he does get out there.
Now, Todd, let's talk about the Ravens' running game. And Lamar is the running game. But last week, Hill and Dobbins combined for more yards rushing than the running backs had in the first two games. Justice Hill, does he get more carries? Do they still kind of incorporate Dobbins slowly but surely into it? What would we expect to see from the Ravens' running back and their production this week against Buffalo?
Yeah, it's going to rain, so they're going to need to get that running game revved up. They got the Ravens, the 8th best rush offense in the NFL, largely because of Lamar Jackson. But yeah, I think Dobbins will start because he's getting stronger as we go here. But I think Justin Hill's going to get more opportunities here. He's averaging almost 10 yards a carry. He's definitely showing the most burst as the running backs right now. And you know, Harbaugh is going to have his way to laud Justin Hill even in training camp about his speed. He thinks he's quicker now than he was before he tore his Achilles tendon. So, yeah, we're going to see a good 1-2 punch. The Raiders are going to have to run the ball on Sunday because it's going to be wet. It's going to be windy.
Hey, Todd, I think, you know, for Ronnie Stanley, you know, because Bob was asking me early, you know, wet turf. I think a wet turf is great for Ronnie Stanley because the pass rush will be slower, you know, which is going to help Ronnie Stanley kind of get adjusted to the speed. Because a dry turf, your first game back and you got to go against Von Miller, I think that would be much more difficult.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think the rain will slow the game down. It definitely plays in the Stanley's favor. It sort of plays in the Ravens' favor also, you know, going against Buffalo. Because, you know, Josh Allen, you know, he likes to sling the ball around. Stephon Diggs is really, really not a good matchup for the Ravens secondary right now. Hopefully they play better than they did the last couple weeks. But, the rain and the cold really, I think, favors the Ravens.
You know what, Todd? To me, like, I don't know who they're going to have, you know, to be able to cover Singletary, because they're going to throw him the ball a bunch, you know, and then McKenzie's the other one. I don't know who they have that can run with him.
Yeah, you know, Marcus Peters will be on one of those guys, Humphrey will be on the other. you know, Pepe Williams played pretty well in the Ravens.
But he doesn't have that speed to run with McKenzie, you know?
No, they're going to play the safeties deep, you know, to help out and support. The Ravens, they're ranked 32nd against the pass. And this is going to be a bigger test than they've had in the last 3 weeks in Miami. Yeah. So this is going to be trouble. I mean, the Ravens are going to score some points. You know, this game could go in the 30s as far as the Ravens want to win the game. They might have to score 35 points.
Hey, Todd, I see like a really good spot for Kyle Hamilton is like almost, you know, because I think they're going to be playing 7 DBs a bunch because, you know, last week Buffalo, they dropped back 70 of 90 call plays. You know, I mean, they're going to throw it. You know, how about having Hamilton be your kind of linebacker spy kind of guy, you know, on Allen and playing short stuff? You know, so he's still kind of getting a feel and not putting him back deep.
Yeah, you know, and you referenced this earlier in the week, Vinny, about, you know, Hamilton played less snaps, which I think helped him, you know, kind of took a little pressure off him. I think he played much better last week against the Patriots, you know, playing less snaps. I think he's getting more comfortable in the defense. And yeah, he's an athletic player. Yeah, so, you know, you got to play to his strengths. I think that's what the Ravens are going to do. You know, they're going to move him around. And you're right, they're going to play a lot of defensive backs. So Buffalo likes to sling the ball around.
The two guys, you know, in the defensive back, the two guys that still scare me, you know, Armour Davis. You know that they're going to go after Armour Davis and Stevens because, you know, basically, New England identified that, and Stevens is a good athlete. He just can't play the ball.
Yeah, and Armour Davis defensive in the first quarter last week.
Oh, I know.
Bounce back game. And Stevens, though, you know, he's coming off a little bit of an injury, a quad injury. So hopefully he's up to speed. But, yeah, they're going to target those guys. The Ravens know it. You know, they knew it last week. You know, Ravens, fortunately, got some turnovers, and they changed the game because there's a different outcome. You know, if Hamilton doesn't force that fumble, and Pierce doesn't get the interception late.
Hey, Todd, they can't have Queen covering Singletary, can they?
No, there's no way. You know, he doesn't have the speed. And he'll run by him. Yeah, this is going to be a difficult matchup defensively. So like I said, the Ravens, you know, if they can get their ground game going and keep Buffalo off the field, that's going to be key.
Pepe, I think, would be a good one for him.
Todd Karpovich joining us from SI.com, the Associated Press, of course, BaltimoreBaseball.com. Previewing the Ravens taking on the Buffalo Bills at 3-point underdogs on this Sunday's matchup in the reigning. Talk about the Ravens having to establish the run against this Buffalo defense. They're banged up in the secondary a little bit. They might get Poirier coming back this week. But are there opportunities here for Bateman and Duvernay? Hey, Prochet's been practicing maybe to take some shots down the field. And obviously, Mark Andrews is going to be very prominent in that pass offense.
Yeah, I think Mark Andrews creates some matchup problems for this team and maybe likely, too, have a breakout game. Yeah, you know, the Ravens, you know, Lamar's are throwing the ball downfield, you know, and the Patriots, you know, they have a good defense. Their pass defense is second in the league. So they had a pretty good secondary. And like you said, you know, they have injuries. The guys are a little banged up in the rain. You know, it might not help those guys as far as, you know, their injuries. But the Ravens will pick their shots. Lamar will take his shot. We're going to see Lamar play in three spirit here. I think he's going to also have a big day on the ground.
Hey, Todd, I think, you know, a big advantage that the Ravens can take advantage of, Buffalo's right tackle. I think either Spencer Brown, who got benched last week, you know, or Quisenberry, the veteran guy. Spencer Brown's a 24-year-old. Quisenberry's a 32-year-old. Now, both stunk at right tackle. I mean, yeah. So, you know, whether it's JPP or whether Oway's got to come to the party, you know.
Yeah.
And that's they got to take advantage of that there to get pressure on Allen.
Yeah, Allen's going to pick him up. They have to figure out the pass rush. It was a concern coming into the season. We talked about it all summer, about the pass rush being a concern. Mm-hmm. And now you got Justin Houston sidelined with a groin injury. And Oway hasn't had a sack yet, 3 games. He's got to have a big game. He's got to step up. The Ravens got to get this pass rush going. Maybe Travis Jones gives him a little boost, you know, maybe interior defensive line. But, you know, if you don't put pressure on Josh Allen, he's going to pick him apart. They're going to have a long day.
All right, Todd Karpovich, you do your breakdown of the game on SI.com. Who do you have winning and why?
I had the Ravens upset 34-30. I think, you know, the Ravens are disappointed that they lost at home opener in Miami. Buffalo's dealing with some injuries, and I think Ravens see up the crowd. And the Ravens are at their best when their backs are against the wall. So we'll see. I do have the Ravens winning this game 34-30.
Todd Karpovich, SI.com. Todd, we appreciate it as always. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the game. We'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Todd.
There you go. Todd Karpovich likes the Ravens, 34-30. We'll do our picks later on in the program. If you want to make yours, feel free to get in at 410-583-1057. When we come back, whip around what happened in the world of sports last night. We'll share as much as we can with you. And then Keith Kavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com. Preview Maryland, preview Michigan State. It's going to be raining, so that weather could have a factor in this game. Maryland, 8-point favorites against a Big Ten team, at least one of high repute for the first time in a long time. How are the Terps looking from an injury standpoint? Stay tuned. We'll find out then.
Biddy and Hades whip around. Today's biggest headlines. 105.7 The Fan.
Well, the Orioles lose yesterday to the Red Sox 5-3. That's three in a row at Fenway. Pretty much dooming whatever slim playoff hopes the Orioles had. We'll talk about that with Jim Hunter coming up at 12:30. But another thing went on in the Great Northwest that did not do the Orioles any solids. That's the Mariners.
Off the glove of Young, Dylan Moore's coming home, and the Mariners win it! The magic number is down to one!
Take it easy over there. That's Root Sports on the call as Seattle beats the Texas Rangers in 11 innings, 10-9. With the Orioles losing, the magic number, as you heard, down to one. Toronto actually clinched a wild card spot with that Baltimore loss. So the Birds, you know, they had opportunities. Look, Seattle really been scuffling here down the road. And the Orioles had chances to chip away at that 4.5 to 3.5, whatever you want to call it, what it was. Now what it is the Mariners are hosting the A's tonight with a chance to lock things up as the Orioles go to the Bronx, take it on the Yankees, where Aaron Judge is going to try to beat Roger Maris's record for home runs in the American League. And again, we'll talk about that later in the show. Cleveland beat Tampa 2-1, delaying Tampa's chances of getting to the wild card, but that's inevitable as well. In the National League, however, the Cubs swept the Phillies, winning yesterday 2-0. Miami beat Milwaukee 4-2. So in the National League wild card, The Phillies are only a half a game ahead of the Brewers, as Phillies lost 5 in a row. Not exactly a team charging in to the postseason. Philadelphia's got a doubleheader today against the Nats. That starts at 1:05. The always fun day-night double admission doubleheader. The Brewers are hosting the Marlins, so that's what's going on there. A little drama in the National League.
Now, they were supposed to have the doubleheader tomorrow, and then because of the weather, they switched the Saturday night game to today.
Now, the Mets are at the Braves. This is huge because the division championship probably on the line here. The Braves a game behind. New York talking about moving it because of the Hurricane Ian earlier in the week. It's going to stick in Atlanta, so DeGrom against Fried. Two aces going head-to-head at 7:20. So if you're looking for some baseball fun outside of what's happening in the Bronx with the Orioles, you might want to watch that game as they, the Braves defending World Series champions, try to overtake the Mets down the stretch. The loser of the East will be the top wild card in the National League. That is a given. Baltimore baseball tonight, by the way, coming up tonight at 6. Me and Bill Ripken getting you ready for the Orioles and the Yankees. It's the Whip Around, Vinny and Haiti, 105.7 The Fan. This day, it's baseball history. Today's September the 30th, by the way. 1972, 50 years ago. Unbelievable. Because I remember watching this on the news as a youngster. A young Bobster, Norm. 23 years before you were even born. Let that sink in, Vinny. Yeah. He was still 2 decades plus from being born. And we're watching the news. Roberto Clemente doubles off John Matlack of the Mets. 3,000th hit. Pirates beat New York that day at Three Rivers, 5-0. That would be Roberto Clemente's last regular season hit. He did take our buddy Ross Grimsley deep in game 4 of the NLCS that year, but the Reds would prevail in 5. But Roberto Clemente, the great Roberto Clemente, 3,000th hit on this day in 1972. Orioles history, 1982 in Detroit. The Orioles scored 4 runs in the top of the ninth at Tiger Stadium. Eddie Murray, Cal Ripken, Jim Dwyer, Gary Renicky. Cal went deep earlier in the game. John Flynn gets the win. This 6-5 win set up that epic four-game series against the Brewers that took place at Memorial Stadium. We'll talk about that on Monday. 10 years ago, Norm, you were alive. Oriole Park at Cannon Yard. Nate McLeod. Who else here? J.J. Hardy, Chris Davis. All went deep. Joe Saunders got the win. Remember him? Jim Johnson, his 50th save of the year. Orioles beat the Red Sox 6-3. 2016. Yankee Stadium. Adam Jones, Mark Trumbo, Jonathan Scope. All 1 yard. Ivani Gallardo got the win. He was very Ubaldo-like in free agent pitching signings. That's why the Orioles are apprehensive to do those sorts of things, by the way. I mean, they wouldn't pay Messina for almost cost for crying out loud. 8-1 Orioles. Couple of days away from clinching a playoff spot. Yankee Stadium. 1974 in Detroit. Tiger Stadium. Earl Williams and Bobby Grich went yard. Grant Jackson got the win in relief. Orioles beat the Tigers 12-6. That team was on the verge of clinching the American League East, which would happen over the weekend. And then this day in Ravens history, 2018. 4 years ago. On national television. At Heinz Field. The ketchup bottle. This happened.
Flacco, pump fake. Down the right side, wide open is John Brown for the touchdown.
Al Michaels on the call. Joe Flacco threw two touchdown passes that night. John Brown, the speedster. Mm-hmm. Alex Collins out of the backfield.
Yeah.
Justin Tucker kicked four field goals as the Ravens beat the Steelers 26-14 and improved to 3-1 on the year. Then they would go 1-4 over the next five. Ooh. Joe Flacco would hurt his hip. Then they would go to the bye. And then Ravens football history would change forever. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. Talk about the Terps. Representing in Ann Arbor, but lost. But now they're 8-point favorites at home against Michigan State. Mike Loxley's team. This could be a signature win for them.
Very.
Expectations are they're going to win this game. And they better win it because, Vinny, as you said, you look at the schedule, they could stack some W's here.
No doubt.
Moving forward. If they lose, however, it's same old Maryland. How do they prevent it? Keith Cavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com. Talk about that with him next. Funhouse Trip, Nolan McGraw, 11:45. Then we got news from the Nest coming up at noon. We're going to hear from Mike McDonald, going to hear from G-Row, going to hear from more from Ronnie Stanley, buy or sell at 12:15. And then Jim Hunter talks about the final six games of the Orioles season with us at 12:30.
MLB, NFL, NCAA. Let's get it all right here. 105.7 The Fan.
Good evening, Haney. 105.7 The Fan here on this Featured Artist Friday. Steely Dan, chosen by you, the people. Anything you want to hear, you know the drill. Just send your request. Plaza 4 text line. It's 410-583-1057. You got Nolan McGraw over there. He's ready to do it. Bob Haney, Vince Rotto. Terps tomorrow. At home, CQ Stadium. Taking on Michigan State. Maryland, 8-point favorites. Looking for a signature win. Maybe this would be the signature win of the Mike Loxley era, even though Michigan State's down a little bit. Here to preview that. Talk about other things happening in College Park. From TerrapinTimes.com, he's on the Ashley Furniture Hotlines. Keith Cavanaugh. Keith, what's up? How you doing?
Good morning, guys.
You like Steely Dan? You seem like a Steely Dan guy to me.
Have you played Get Back, Jack, Do It Again?
We have not.
That's my favorite of all time. And they're local boys from where? Arlington or Alexandria, right?
We're from Baltimore. That's not local.
Yeah.
That might be local to you, Keith Cavanaugh, but not to the old Bobster in our surrounding area.
I've been in D.C., Arlington area, and have picked up this station. So it is local.
Okay. That's semantics, Keith Cavanaugh. Let's talk about last week real quick against Michigan and, you know, the hang with the Wolverines. We had Damon Evans on yesterday, and he wasn't trying to hear moral victories. But deep down inside, look, opening kickoff, doinks off the head. And then the end of the first half, and Loxley was losing his mind on the sidelines. A terrible, terrible formation. There was certainly a blown call as the kid from St. Francis ran it in for a touchdown. But deep down inside, are they, I don't know what if happy, satisfied is the correct word, but content, I guess, to get out of there only, air quotes, losing by seven.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're 3-1. You held home serve in the first three games. You went up to Ann Arbor and were competitive, like everybody had hoped. Nobody was sitting there saying they're going to go up and win. To lose by a touchdown despite the three turns, the egregious first one. Bob, what if it had stuck in his face mask? That would have been even worse.
It would have been like some Adam Sandler movie.
to go up there to battle. See, they went up there. That adversity in the past, you know, they would have caved, but they weren't afraid. They competed. We only wanted to see them go up and compete. And great, great chance to go to 4-1 tomorrow night. Who knows what will happen with the elements. You know, Leah should be able to go between Rock and Ruben. One of them may not be able to go coming off the injuries and whatnot. We'll see, but they're flush with receivers. But a lot went wrong in that game. The three turnovers, the inability to contain and set the edge, the inability game management. You call a timeout on that 4th-and-1 when they're going fast, and Quorum breaks that first long touchdown. And then you got to contest and review that first pick. The second pick by Leo was terrible. He threw it, you know, he stared it down. He threw it into double coverage. You know, he was holding on to the ball too much in that game. A lot of things went wrong, but they only lost by a touchdown at number 4, Michigan.
Yeah, and that first pick killed a drive, too. So, I mean, I know they didn't score Michigan at the end of it, missed the field goal, but still canceled a Maryland drive where it looked like points were in the offing here. But Michigan did a very good job shutting down Maryland's running game, especially in the second half. And the Wolverines are a strong defensive unit. How's Michigan State looking in that area? Could this be a chance for Hemby and Littleton to start getting some chunk plays on the ground, especially in the rain, it looks like?
I mean, did Michigan shut down Maryland's run game, or did Maryland abandon the run game too early, Bob Haney? Uh-huh. I think Maryland needs to stick with that
ground
game, particularly this weekend with the weather, to set up the short passing game and then take some shots. You know, Leah just holding on, trying to hit home runs every time. That's when he gets in the ruts. But, yeah, Michigan State is in a tailspin, just got pummeled by Washington and Minnesota the last 2 weeks. Peyton Thorne, the quarterback, seems to be regressing every week. Their pass defense blows. They have no run game.
Nice.
Yeah, they've had a lot of injuries, a lot of penalties. You know, they brought in like 1,400 portal transfers last year. Some guys are living up to potential, others are not. But Thorne seems jinxed. I mean, it seems like every year and every game it gets worse. And watching that Michigan State game last week, what was it, 50 degrees up there in East Lansing, and Mel Tucker was sweating bullets, buckets on his forehead. So they're in a bit of a tailspin. So they're going to be a hurt animal, a wounded dog coming in here. We'll see what happens with the weather. But I say Maryland just continues to pound it on the ground. But they got to clean up the tackling and be able to contain, you know, the gap control. The front seven still having issues there, and clean up. You know, he needs better spotters up in the box. Tell him, hey, you went into halftime with all three of your timeouts in your pocket the other day at Michigan. So you got to contest and review. We saw it 2 games ago with the Jay Sean Jones catch on the sideline that should have been reviewed because that was good. And then that first pick was obviously not good. Everybody in the stadium, on TV, in the world could see that. But somehow the communication's got to get better from the spotters up in the box down to Locks and Company.
Is Jarrett playing, Keith?
Game time decision. I don't know. He conked his head there, and you know how conscious they are.
It's even going to be worse now.
What's that?
It's even going to be worse now about the concussion stuff after last night.
Oh, yeah, with Tua. You know, obviously, all thoughts go out to him. Last 2 weeks with Tua, unbelievable. Or last 2 games.
Last for the 4 days.
But what's that?
Last 4 days.
Yeah. He's had a rough go of it. Hopefully, you know, Leah gets inspired and dedicates the game to his brother or whatnot and gets back on a roll here. But, you know, I'd like to see Dante Demas get better separation. He's not lived up to where he was last year. Obviously, he's had the injury. Copeland more involved. Kai Felton, despite the gaffe on the opening kickoff, him and Octavian Smith, the true freshman, have been factors among all the other receivers. And utilize that tight end more. I mean, C.J. Dupree was running wild, you know, jumping over guys, high stepping. And Corey Dyches, we know what he can do. So Leah just needs to let the game come to him, not force things. But this weekend, given the weather and the elements, I got to think a lot of run game. And with Michigan State's defense reeling and pretty much everything else in a tailspin, this is the time to get them. And right now, when you look at it, Michigan State – Indiana, Purdue, Northwestern, a great chance to get to 7-1, 8-1, or what have you before the big boys come in.
Hey, Keith, how did they go from, what, 15 penalties, like down to, what,
one?
How did they do that?
I forgot to lead with that. That was the most impressive thing. And that was in scrub time, the one flag. I think Loxley finally got a little punitive in terms of, hey, we're going to level out and mete out some punishment if this doesn't change. That was the first time he had mentioned the word punishment ever last week going into that game. So guys were being finally held more accountable. So it was a very clean game in terms of that. So kudos to them from going from 8-8 to 15-1 and that in scrub time, particularly up there in an environment like that. The way the game started, things could have easily unraveled. So this team has fight. They don't quit. Years past, they have.
Keith Kavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com, Maryland tomorrow at CQ Stadium, hosting Michigan State, 8-point favorites. And quickly, Keith Kavanaugh, before we let you go, and pick out your favorite Steely Dan tunes. I was very impressed with Billy Edwards Jr. thrown into the mix as Tua, or Leah rather, got knocked out late, but Billy Edwards, he was slinging that thing around like a young Bob Haney out there in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
He looked like a young Sean Hill out there, an ability to run a little bit. You know, he doesn't look like a runner type, but hey, is he the best number two they've had in maybe a decade?
Since Frank Reich was backing up Boomer Esiason.
Well, let's don't go that overboard, but everyone else has been either converted linebackers, walk-ons, or what have you. So finally, obviously Reese Udinski last year, we didn't get to see him play, so there's no body of work to really judge him on. But Edwards has got moxie. He can toss it around. He can take it and run. He's got good feel. I think that was a great, great pickup via the transfer portal from Wake late there.
Keith Kavanaugh, always great to talk to you. Enjoy the rest of your Featured Artist Friday. Enjoy your weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
You too, guys. Take
all right,
care.
Keith.
There
appreciate
he is,
it.
Keith Kavanaugh. It's Vinny and Haiti, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, trip to the Funhouse, Nolan McGraw. Then we got news from the Nest coming up at noon. Going to hear a lot from the Ravens as they get ready for the Buffalo Bills as 3-point underdogs at home. Jim Hunter will be joining us at 12:30. Talk about the last six games of the Orioles season. Will Grayson Rodriguez be making an appearance next week against the Blue Jays for that series finale against Toronto? Then we got Vinny's stat breakdown. Buffalo's statistically rated pretty high.
Very good.
In many, many categories. And we'll get in depth on that around 12:45. Oh, buy or sell. Where's their weekend money? At 12:15. Cordell Woodland. Preview the game with him at 1 o'clock during NFL lunch. And we'll do our picks. We all got off to a nice start last night. Cincinnati, the win overshadowed, unfortunately, by Tua's injury there at Paul Brown Stadium. But still, we'll do our picks and hopefully try to keep creep closer to Vinny, I should say. And Evan Washburn's going to be joining us. He's going to be on the call for CBS along with Ian Eagle and Charles Davis as the Ravens and Bills. Maybe the most attractive matchup for Week 4. Sunday, anyway, in the NFL.
Vinny and Haiti, put your headphones in and ignore your coworkers. 105.7 The Fan.
All right. Got some Bills news for you real quick. Xavier Rhodes. He's out for week 4. Hurt his hamstring.
The one they just signed?
They signed him.
Guess he wasn't in shape.
Gabe Davis aggravated his ankle injury in practice. Now, he didn't practice yesterday.
Right.
And Gabe Davis, who was looked like a breakout candidate for this year, did score a touchdown in their first game against the Rams. but he's been kind of hobbled last couple of weeks, and he might not go. So that's one less weapon for Josh Allen. But, Vinny, they still have plenty of weapons at their disposal, which, of course, we'll get to
Bob,
later in the show. Yeah.
You know, I mean, last week against Miami, Singletary had 11 targets, McKenzie 9, Diggs 11, Cook 4, Knox 4, Davis had 6, Williams, Morris, Kumro, Crowder, Moss. They all had targets, you know. So, I mean, he'll throw it. I mean, he makes people better. It's what he does. I mean, and you know, Singletary, Diggs, McKenzie, those are the three key dudes, you know, and then probably Knox. But those are the three key guys. And the matchup problems that you got, I mean, Diggs is a beast. Singletary, out of the backfield, his yak ability, his ability to make people miss, that's going to be, you know, who you putting. I think Pepe Williams on him would be a good matchup, I think. I mean, putting Queen on him, Bob, I don't like that matchup. I take it 10 out of 10 if I'm Buffalo.
And McKenzie's fast.
See, I don't know who can match with him. You know, maybe they put, you know, if Humphrey's on him, Bob, what Marlon does is beat the crap out of him at the line of scrimmage. Don't let him off the line. I mean, that's Humphrey's advantage.
And Diggs coming back, he's not necessarily home. He's more of a D.C. area guy, but was the famous line from his mom to Ozzy when she ran into him, "You should be fired for not drafting my son."
Yeah,
he was a fifth-round pick. Multiple teams didn't draft him, but he has turned into one of the top receivers in the National Football League and has been that guy, quite frankly, for a couple of years. News from the Nest coming up top of the hour. Quick draw, get in here. How you doing on this Football Friday, Featured Artist Friday, and all the other Fridays we can throw against each other?
I'm doing great, and I got some good news for the listeners out there.
Oh, super terrific.
We're going to be giving away a Green Turtle gift card in a matter of minutes. We're going to do the Funhouse first, and then we'll do this going into break. We'll take caller number 5, not now, but when later. $50 gift card.
Nice.
To the Green Turtle. That's right. And where are we for every Ravens home or road game?
Green
the
Turtle.
The Green Turtle. Various locations around the state of Maryland. I'm looking to the schedule here. We'll be coming up in a couple weeks. We'll be in Bel Air.
Oh, yes.
Edgewater, Aberdeen, Owings Mills, all of those taking place throughout the season. So, hey, if you win, take your gift card, come down and join us on a Sunday, Thursday, Monday, whatever it is, and hang out. Yeah. It'll be a good time.
When we go to Edgewater, I got to pack a bag.
Not bad for me. Anne Arundel County's great. Hey, all Green Turtles are awesome. And they got that deal, the $20 and the 5-cent drafts, all you can drink. That's some good stuff right there.
I had a burger and fries. To me, the best thing about, like, we were in Hunt Valley last week. The manager, the people there were so nice.
Mm-hmm.
The manager was spectacular. Bob, I tried to introduce, you know, couple of waitresses. To
I heard one of them was like 12 years old.
She was 17.
I don't know about that.
17. Well,
trying to get us in trouble over here.
I was just trying to help the fellas out a little bit because both are shy and both were going to be sitting there.
Well, maybe you can help yourself next time.
Oh, there you go. That's a good comeback right there. Layla would be like, anyway, get away from that. Your love life. No offense, Norm. Todd Karbovich, who we just had on, you sent me a text. Ronnie Stanley, not at practice today.
Jesus!
Now, could this be a rest day?
Hell no.
No? Okay. Just looking for a positive there. No Ronnie Stanley at practice. Todd Karpovich, SI.com, just sends me that text. So there's
Ronnie, what the hell? That pisses me off.
Oh, Vinny's running hot. Vinny's running hot!
I mean, why'd he talk yesterday, and why does he tease everybody yesterday, you know? And he talked about how they need him and all that. And then he doesn't practice today? You know, I wouldn't even take him to the hotel.
Let's go to the funhouse.
Quick Draws Funhouse. The Rudeness Tuneness Text Reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
I like that quick draw.
105.7 The Fan.
First one here is Orioles related. Texter says, you can say what you want about Brandon Hyde and his lineups, but if he lets his guys pitch to Aaron Judge tonight, or the entire weekend for that matter, he deserves all the heat that's coming his way.
Why wouldn't he pitch to
him?
Yeah,
why wouldn't he? They're out of it.
Well, this has been an ongoing thing, I would imagine. the entire season. People have been frustrated with him pitching to Judge. Bichette, when he was red hot against them.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, doesn't matter now.
You. I'm hearing you. Wouldn't you want to be in some sort of historic conversation 50 years down the road? Aaron Judge hit his 62nd home run off of the Baltimore Orioles at Yankee Stadium. I mean, you could make history. Make history.
The long one.
Like, yeah, like Billy the Kid said, Young Guns, I'll make you famous. Why not pitch to him? You got nothing else to lose. I'm more concerned with the fact he's sitting guys who should be in the starting lineup. By the way, it's Domingo Herman, right-hander on the hill. So break out your A team. You're not mathematically eliminated yet. You're still trying to get to 82. The Orioles still do have things to play for, by the way, in the final six games. And by the way, they're playing with house money. They were expected to lose 100 games. And we're sitting here on September 30th, and they're not mathematically eliminated yet. So take that and run with it, ladies and gentlemen. But I don't see why you wouldn't pitch to him. What the hell?
Prediction here says, I think Owe gets going this week. Comes up big, chasing down Allen, trying to escape the pocket.
If he lines up on a defensive left side, I think he's got a chance. I mean, everybody else does. You know, everybody else that's lined up over, you know, Brown or Quisenberry, whoever plays. Just look, people, 79 or 77, it doesn't matter. You know, Owe needs to have a big day. And, Bob, you know what? I hope Filele has a hell of a game. And then you know what I'd do?
Uh-oh.
You know, and then get my car back healthy again? I'd
Uh-oh.
Trade his ass.
Uh-oh.
I'd get me, you know, because you know how many people need tackles? I'd get me a first-round pick, you know?
Vinny's getting the moving vans all packed up here.
Jesus Christ. I mean, you talk about, you know, oh, they need me. And then you jump ship. Jesus Christ. You're going to make me cuss out somebody.
Can't wait till Sunday.
Frick.
Matt here, he's got a prediction. Ravens 34, Bills 31, Justin Tucker with the game winner, a nail-biting finish, but he says the secondary pulls it together just enough for the win.
I think it's going to be a tight, high-scoring game. I think it's going to be, you know. And the way they're going to have to pull it together is they got to get turnovers. You know, because if they just let guys catch the ball, I think they're going to make some plays.
Yeah, Allen's thrown two picks through three games.
All right, let's do it. We're giving away the Green Turtle gift card, $50 gift card. Be caller number 5. You could win. Give me a call right now.
I mean, make it sound any more exciting and we'll have like a whole of the phones will explode.
I thought that was great. You know what?
Well,
get your ass on that phone line. 410-583-1057. Caller number 5. Get that gift card. Come out and watch Baltimore Game Day Uncensored with us at a select Green Turtle location. When we come back, news from the nest. Then we're going to count some cash, hopefully at 12:15 with the buy or sell. And we're going to talk about the final six games of that Orioles season with Jim Hunter as the Birds look to get over 500 for the first time in 6 years. And then we have a stat breakdown, Buffalo versus Baltimore. Who wins in that area? Through three games, we'll have that coming your way.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.